Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. This show is presented by Dr. Ben McMillan of the Neal Clinic, who's responsible for information and opinions expressed during the show.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of the Neal Clinic. And last week, while I was attending a conference, Dr. Charles and Dr. Ellen Neal were discussing some of the benefits of exercise and how it plays a role in your care at the Neal Clinic, and I had a few thoughts on that subject I wanted to touch on. Another thing that came to mind was because I was in the conference all Friday and Saturday and unable to listen to the live show, it occurred to me some of our listeners may not know that every show is recorded, then uploaded to the newsradio923.com website. Once you get there, you just have to search for Neal Clinic, and you're able to listen to the show if for some reason you have to step away from the radio while we're live. I'm not sure why anybody would step away with all the great information I'm about to go over this morning, but I'm sure there's an emergency that may pull your attention away. So just in case you miss something, they're on the website. Also this morning, I wanted to discuss a case that I treated last week that has several common trends that I think will resonate with many of our listeners this morning. But first, I wanted to start the show with another opportunity to win yourself one of the Neal Clinic's famous ice packs. Now, usually we have listeners text in an answer to a question related to our show. But last week, when Dr. Neal so generously gave away some of my ice packs at the clinic, good thing I had plenty, and all you had to do was be one of the first three callers, we had a woman come in to pick up her ice pack, and she told me that after, she was the first caller in, and she was so excited because she'd been listening to our show for years, but she didn't know any of the answers to our questions, so she was never able to win an ice pack. So when her opportunity to just call the clinic and leave her first name, it was all she had to do to get the ice pack, she jumped on it. So let's do that again today. If you're one of the first three callers to the clinic this morning, just give Jessica or Carol your name, or if this is on Saturday, just leave your first name, and we'll put you on the winner's list and come by the clinic today or sometime next week to pick up your free ice pack. And give us a call at 479-SPINE. All right, so let's pick up from last week when Dr. Charles and Dr. Ellen thoroughly covered some of the benefits of exercise and how it played a big role in osteoporosis prevention and maintaining good cardiovascular health. I wanted to build on that discussion. Strengthening your core and your hips has been proven to be one of the most effective methods to prevent back pain, and it helps you maintain proper posture and allows the joint alignment work I do to be more effective. So when I talk about building a stronger core, most people assume I'm talking about their abdominals, right? Getting that six pack. And sure, the abdominals and obliques, they're a part of the core that I'm talking about. But most people don't really seem to think about your spinal erectors or the smaller muscles that run along your spine. So first, let's talk a little bit about the spine. Your spine's designed to act kind of as a spring for this big bowling ball sitting at the top of your neck, right? And of course, I'm talking about your head. And fortunately, our spines have built-in curvature and some intervertebral discs that act as cushioning, and all that's designed to work as shock absorption for when we stand or walk or run, and that allows us to remain upright without significant stress to our spine and our hips. Your cervical and lumbar spine have a lordotic curve or an inward curve towards the front of your body, which is in contrast to the mid-back or your thoracic spine that has more of a kyphotic curve and curves posteriorly. However, as many of us can attest, that maintaining a proper posture for a long period of time can be pretty difficult. And that's where your musculature comes in. The stronger your core and your hips and those spinal erectors are, the longer you're able to maintain a proper posture, and less stress is put on your spine and those discs that act as shock absorbers. You know, we all start the first 15 minutes when we sit down for our day at our desk in, I'd say, a pretty good posture. But about 45 minutes into the day and you slid down into your chair some, your upper back becomes a little rounded, you got your head leaned forward, and that's because the musculature responsible for maintaining your posture has relaxed and it's fatigued some. You know, a quick way to fix that right now is just to stand up and move around a little bit and kind of reset everything. And that's going to help where when you sit back down, those muscles are easier to activate and you're sitting upright again. But an even better plan is to slowly strengthen those core muscles through exercise. But the tricky part is knowing what exercises to do and doing them properly and the correct amount of strain to increase strength, but avoiding injury is the key to a successful exercise program. And I spend a lot of time educating my patients at the Neil Clinic about what specific exercises and stretches will benefit them. Because, you know, creating a strong foundation around your spine is going to help reduce your chance of injury. And some of the biggest pushback I get when I start to talk about, you know, hey, let's exercise, let's get you moving. Some of the biggest pushback I get is, you know, patients say, I don't have a gym membership, right? I don't belong to a gym. I don't have access to any fancy equipment. And even more recently, right, the coronavirus limited a lot of people, myself included, from going to the gym. And I reassure them that almost all the exercises I'm going to ask you to do can be performed at home with little to no equipment and still be highly effective at strengthening the musculature we're targeting. Now, as a chiropractor, we're not allowed to prescribe medications, but what I can prescribe is exercise. And the reason I use the word prescribe is because I like my patients to kind of think about exercise almost like a medication. You know, if you have a heart problem and you start taking medication for your liver, the chances of your heart improving are really, really low, right? So just like if you have a back or a neck problem and you're doing the wrong exercises, well, you know what? You're probably never going to see that condition improve. And just like medication, right? Dosage is equally as important. Let's go back to our heart problem. Let's assume this time that you actually do have the proper medication. And you decide that your doctor told you that, you know, what you should take are 2 pills a day. And you said that if taking 2 pills is going to help your heart, that maybe taking 10 will get you better faster, right? That's crazy. We all know that's not how medication works. But for some reason, when it comes to exercise, no one really thinks that way. But it's the same thing for exercise, right? More is not always better. And when you come into the Neil Clinic, most of the time, my first job is getting you out of pain and then making sure those restricted joints are moving properly. Then I get the chance to educate you on proper mechanics of the exercise and the dosage that I want you to perform them to help you prevent that issue from coming back again and again. And just like patients that are on medications, it's really, really rare circumstance that taking just one pill is going to alleviate your heart problem forever, right? That's not the way medications work. Just like exercising for 1 week, probably not going to show any significant results, right? The key to this stuff is consistency. And once you're out of pain, it's easier to exercise. And kind of the memory of that pain serves as a pretty good motivator for most people to continue their exercise program. Okay, that's all I really wanted to touch on about exercises, but I began the show and said I wanted to kind of talk about a case from last week and how I bet some of this is going to sound pretty familiar to our listeners. So let's get into that discussion for a little bit. Last week, a patient, you know, walked into the clinic. Well, you know, it was more of a bent over hobbled into the clinic than walking, and he was in a pretty severe amount of pain when I brought him back to the exam room. So when I was taking his history and, you know, asking him how did he end up like that, he said he, you know, went for a short run after not having run in a few months. It's been cold outside and he'd just been cycling mainly. But the patient I'm talking about is, this guy's not out of shape. He's really fit. He's pretty young. He's competed in several triathlons. So he's no stranger to a quick run in the afternoon, but sometimes those accidents happen. But the biggest surprise to me was the answer to my next question, which was, you know, when exactly did this first begin? When he told me this pain began 2 weeks ago and it hadn't really changed much since then, I was shocked, right? Like, he had been hobbling around his job, like his house, just bent over in this weird position for 2 weeks. And you know, what I found alarming is that he was willing to just try and wait it out for that long, right? When it first happened, he told me he could hardly get out of bed on Sunday and or Saturday. And then after that full day of resting Saturday, he woke up on Sunday and was able to just hobble around, and he'd been in that position since then. The next week at work, he was completely miserable, right? He told me he tried looking up some stretches online for a tight back, and that didn't really do much, and he debated calling his primary care doctor, but finally he picked up the phone and decided to get a chiropractic opinion about why his back was hurting so bad, right? And thankfully, since he began his treatments at the clinic and we were able to use the activator methods to gently adjust his spine initially, and we use that class 4 laser that we're always talking about on the show, he's back to walking normally again. But it got me thinking about how frequently I see patients really procrastinate about taking care of their bodies. And the most common ways I see patients try to manage their pain before they come into the clinic. So let's talk about some of those options. Oftentimes that first option is the let's wait and see method. And it's often followed shortly by the second option, the Dr. Google or WebMD method for fixing your problem, for all those do-it-yourselfers out there. Occasionally, patients will come in and they've already seen their primary care physician, and then finally, we have the physical medicine approach. So let's begin this discussion with that wait and see option first, right? Now, almost everyone has done this at some point in their life, and I'll have to admit I'm guilty of trying this myself, right? But when you have pain in a joint or a joint that isn't moving properly, sometimes you do just want to try that age-old method of, well, let's just wait and see what happens. And occasionally you've even tried an ice pack or some Tylenol, and you go to sleep that night and you just pray that you wake up and that pain's gone. And it's pretty disappointing when you wake up in the morning and you get moving and, well, pain's still there. So doing that for one night, maybe even two, is reasonable, even excusable, but to try that for an entire week, month, or dare I say even years, Well, that seems a bit unusual to think that your pain's just going to magically go away. If you were driving your car down the highway and it broke down and you couldn't drive it, you would not call a tow truck and have it towed to your driveway and go to sleep that night and wake up the next morning and try and crank your car up and expect it to work, right? You'd have your car towed to a professional, a mechanic, right, to fix a mechanical problem that caused your car to break down. But when it comes to our bodies, for some reason we think that things are just going to work themselves out, right? Just ride this out, it'll get better. And even if you get lucky and you wake up the next morning and that pain is gone, oftentimes it doesn't mean that the structural issue that caused your pain has been corrected. And as many of our listeners and patients know, pain is often just a symptom or a warning light of a structural problem with your back or your neck or knee or whatever joint is really causing your issue. So even though the pain is gone for now, that misalignment in your joint is going to cause the joint to degenerate faster if you don't do something about it. So again, while it may appear that the pain's gone, you're in the clear, that's not really the whole story. And much like the patient I treated last week, once we reduce the pain and we get his back aligned and moving properly again, you can return to doing what you enjoy. Now, the next option I often see patients try is the Dr. Google, the WebMD method. And I see this all the time. Sometimes it can even be a good thing, honestly. When a patient comes in and they've done some research as to what they think is causing their pain, it can make that conversation much easier, right? Because now they've seen some of the words I'm explaining, and they probably already had some questions in mind about why their back or neck is hurting. But this can also lead to some differences of opinions, right? You know, to what is actually causing their pain. Because if you've ever Googled headache pain or even low back pain, somewhere on that long list of results are going to be really rare diseases or cancers and tumors, which, sure, those are a possibility. But they're not very common, and those things often show other signs or symptoms, or will have some indicators during the history exam that are going to jump out as abnormal. And I'll have the chance to refer you to the specialist if I do think you may be one of those rare cases. But the bigger issue with Dr. Google is that occasionally it can be detrimental, because after you've read the symptoms page, yeah, everybody knows what you do next, right? You jump right to that treatment section, and that's where things can go wrong. Sometimes patients have tried a stretch or an exercise that they read online somewhere would cure their pain, right? And it turns out, well, it's actually made it worse. And if they would have come to the clinic first, I could have told them to avoid those movements for now, and we'll get them moving when the time is right. I mean, timing for this stuff is really, really important. And oftentimes the stretch or exercise they describe is a good thing. However, knowing when and how often to perform that movement, well, that's the key. Unlike that WebMD option, when patients see their actual doctor or their primary care doctor, you know, that's the safer one of the options we've discussed so far. And oftentimes your doctor's going to listen to you talk about, you know, how your back pain began after you bent down and lifted something heavy or woke up and couldn't move your neck. And occasionally they'll have done a quick physical exam or maybe even an orthopedic test or two. And the next thing you know, they prescribed you a muscle relaxer and an anti-inflammatory, and now you're on the way to the pharmacy. And this can be misleading to some people, right? Because when they come into the clinic after have spoken to their primary care doctor, they say, well, you know, my doctor gave me this muscle relaxer or prescribed me some arthritis medicine, but I don't think it fixed it. And you know what? They're absolutely right. That medication can mask your pain and treat the symptoms of your muscle spasms, or even reduce some of the inflammation if they prescribed you an anti-inflammatory, and you might feel better for a couple days. But you know what? If you don't get to the root of the problem, if you don't fix that structural alignment that's causing all of your symptoms, you'll soon find yourself in a similar situation. And that brings us to the final option, right? When people finally come into my door, they've finally decided to try and find a physical correction for a physical problem. And that's where your chiropractor comes in, right? That's what we do. We correct the structural misalignments in your spine. And once you do that, the pain's gone, the structure is corrected, and there's no magic pill, there's no cream that's gonna fix that source of your problem for you. Some of your symptoms may be alleviated, which is great, right? But if your spine remains out of alignment, that's where that downward spiral that we always talk about, right? That slow degenerative change that occurs at those joints that are misaligned, that's where all that begins. So when you come into the clinic, if your case is a chiropractic case and I'm able to get your joints aligned and moving properly again, well, guess what? You've avoided that early degeneration that could have occurred. And you know, unfortunately, I see some of the patients where they had a fall or auto accident about 10 years ago and they never went to get any care. And they say, you know, that's part of the history I take. Have you had any bad auto accidents? And they'll say, yeah, 10 years ago. And I said, okay, well, did you go get treatment? No, I you know, it slowly got a little better over time, but now they're having symptoms in that same area in their neck or their back from an issue that began a really long time ago. And if I have to refer them out for x-rays, we can pretty much pinpoint it. We look and we say, look, you see this joint here that's significantly more degenerated than all of the rest around them? That's probably where that injury occurred 10 years ago, and now you've been gone down that downward spiral. So do yourself a favor. If you've been having a nagging like neck or back, even knee or shoulder ache or pain, call the clinic, call the Neil Clinic, and ask for a consultation with Dr. McMillan. You and I will sit down and we'll talk about your case. If the Neil Clinic is not geographically convenient for you, call your chiropractor and get checked out. Get their opinion on whether they can help your condition. That misaligned joint is so much easier to handle if we treat it early on and we get the joints properly aligned and moving well, so it doesn't have to begin that downward spiral of early degeneration. And if you're one of those people that had that accident years ago and never got treatment, well, there is some good news, right? Chiropractic care can oftentimes still help you even if you have had that severe degeneration in a joint. Because you know what? When that joint in the middle of your spine is really degenerated and not moving properly, that affects the joints all around it. Those joints directly above and below the affected joint now have an increased stress, and those are going to be the next ones to go. And so you know, if you've even had those really severe degenerative problems that have gone down the downward spiral and you had to have your back fused, or maybe you fell and you had a compression fracture that was repaired, the activator methods of chiropractic that Dr. Neil used at the clinic for years, and I continue to use at our clinic, that allows me to work with those spinal fusion patients, or those patients that had that repaired compression fracture, that those are patients that have been turned away from many other chiropractors that strictly use manual adjustments. And I get referrals from them all the time because they can't work on those patients because of the severity of their joint injury. You know, the activator methods are gentle, and we can help them a lot of times with some of their symptoms and to make sure the rest of their joints are moving well. And that's the biggest issue, right? Like, once you get that joint that's restricted from moving and you start building up the strength around there and exercising, those pains don't come back quite as easily. Now you've got a stronger spine, a stronger back, and that's the whole chiropractic model. You know, once you have those injuries, it's hard to convince yourself to go back and exercise. Your body remembers some of those things that you do that were painful. And that's why we work a lot with activity modification. You know, part of the history that we do is, what are you doing that's really aggravating your condition? Yeah, I treated another patient earlier this week, and he was another younger kid, and he came in and had just been having pretty bad neck pain. And we talked about, you know, how is this happening? How are you getting this in the mornings, in the evenings? And he told me, pretty much every morning when he wakes up, he's got this terrible neck pain. And I said, well, you know, tell me a little bit about how you're sleeping. And he said he just likes to sleep on his stomach, and he'll look to the left one night or the right the other night. And that was a big indicator for me. You know, I showed him all of our massage tables and our treatment tables in the clinic. Well, they have this cutout for your face. And I said, you know, I highly doubt that at home your mattress has this big cutout for your face to look directly down so you can keep your spine in a neutral position. He said, yeah, you know, it doesn't. I have to put my head on the pillow and turn it. And I said, well, don't you think if I had you look over your shoulder for the next 6 hours that your neck would start to bother you? And he said, yes. And I said, well, we really need to change that sleeping position. And, you know, ergonomic setup, we did a lot of that right at the beginning of this whole pandemic when everybody went home to work. Right, they started working on their couch. They didn't have that good ergonomic setup like they have at their office. Their computer screens were in their lap, just right on the couch. And that caused so many small issues that are easily correctable with just some training and talking about how to discuss that, you know, getting that computer screen right at eye level, making sure you're not doing these repetitive motions that are going to cause this neck or nagging headaches or lower back issue. So come in, we'll talk about your case and kind of figure out what it is that we can give you to help with your specific issues. Because that's the biggest thing. Again, patients are all slightly different. I don't have enough time to go over every single exercise and stretch with every person, and some of them may not benefit everybody. So getting something that's the right thing for you and your condition is the key. That's why I have these consultations with patients, and we say, are you even a chiropractic case? Do I need to refer you out to a surgeon? Is this a nutritional thing? You know, there's a lot of things that can cause back pain, and not all of them are joint issues. So sometimes I do. We have to refer you out. We have to take images and say, hey, this is not really a chiropractic case, or, you know, maybe this is something that's broken or fractured and we need to get some x-rays first. But that's what allows me to really decide when you and I sit down and we'll talk about what's going on, what's causing these issues. So we're almost out of time for this week, and you know, I want to finish up a couple things we touched on today as far as the ergonomic setups, what you can do for some of the home care, maybe even some of the home exercises that I recommend for a lot of people, but we'll get back to that next week. Like I said, if you are just tuning in, still try and call the clinic about the free ice packs. Give them your name. If you're one of those first three callers, come in and get your free ice pack. These things are great. But we've run out of time for today's show, so I'll finish up these discussions next week. My name is Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neil Clinic. Our number is 479-SPINE. We're located on Creighton Road, right across the street from Walmart.